This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, President Trump's plans to cut clean energy tax credits could drive up energy bills in Indian country. The family of a suspected murderer has been banished from a tribal community, and a farm dedicated to traditional ecological knowledge has recovered some federal funds. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. A new report shows the Trump administration's plans to repeal clean energy tax credits could increase energy bills for households, including those in Indian country, especially in the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports. An unusual protest in British Columbia that's seen by some as a form of justice may be going too far, authorities say. The family of a man accused of a targeted killing on the northern archipelago of Haida Gwaii has been banished from the community. More from Dan Karpinchuk. Insert Karpinchuk spot here. A farm in Salem, Oregon that teaches traditional ecological knowledge to youth has just had some federal funds unfrozen. After President Trump took office this year, many federal agencies have weathered cuts and cancellations. That includes the USDA, which had previously approved three grants to Elderberry Wisdom Farm. Board President Rose Hybear.
The roots of traditional ecological knowledge are grounded in our spirituality. And a lot of people have forgotten their traditions, and we need to restore our own native spirituality and our relationship with our oldest grandmother, the Mother Earth.
Hybear says U.S. Representative Andrea Salinas helped restore a grant worth $750,000. Elderberry Wisdom Farm is now looking for interns to do native stewardship practices. One will be planting trees in a lower-income area of Salem.
We have heat waves here in Salem. When you've got a low tree canopy, it can be 30 degrees hotter than in the more prosperous neighborhoods. So we're really committed to help our ecosystem and to help our young people to get into careers that are more fulfilling to them.
Hybear says funding remains a concern as the internship program's account will dry out next year. You're listening to National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.